So here we are. We're beginning this episode on procrastination, and we were literally just procrastinating on starting this episode on procrastination. So we just started it.
It's a big deal in today's society, procrastination. Yeah. But what most people don't know is that there's an underlying reason why most people procrastinate. And Kevin,
I mean, there's so many reasons. I actually don't even know where to start because there's also so many scenarios in life, but we had to just begin because we were realizing we were procrastinating. So like,
there's also a really good gold nugget for the episode. Like in the very beginning, like to overcome procrastination, you literally said sometimes you just got to do it and start it.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah. What we did. And once you get like the juices flowing and the energy moving, it's actually never ends up being that bad.
Exactly.
I think a lot of times for people who maybe struggle with anxiety, which I do, I feel like procrastination is one of the bigger enemies because people with anxiety tend to think way too far into the future and they tend to need everything to work out in their minds first before they start something. And so that can lead to a lot of procrastination because it's almost impossible to ever know how everything's going to work out. And so if you have that need to know how everything's going to work out, it's going to be very hard for you to start. But then speaking from personal experience, sometimes I'll spend 3 or 4 hours procrastinating, but then when I actually sit down and start doing it, I'll be like, dude, and this is me talking to myself. I'll be like, dude, like if you literally did this 4 hours ago, it would have been fine. Because again, once you start moving and you move that energy, you know, the rest of you tends to follow suit.
Yeah. And so I think it's a really good point. Like, so I'm glad you brought that up because we are going to talk about the deeper reasons of procrastination and how to overcome that. Cause once you like understanding leads to action. When you understand something and it makes sense and it's a light bulb moment. It's like, okay, like there's so much energy inside of you. You're going to do something. So understanding is really important, but really, like you said, like sometimes you don't need that. Like you just need to do, you need to go, you need to take some action, move your body. Like it's because there's no amount of thinking that will change your life. That's like, it's kind of a bomb to drop, but no amount of thinking is going to change your life if there's no action behind it. So the thinking is necessary, but action is the key.
Do you think that's why the God or this universal force made humans in the first place? Because it was like, yo, I can't think things all the time into existence. So I'm gonna make humans so that you guys can have the thoughts through me or whatever me is and then make stuff.
Yo, that's actually, I never thought about that. That makes so much sense.
Yeah, no, but you did know that. It's just a different way of saying like the universe expressing itself. That's literally what we are.
Yeah, but I've never heard it say in the way that you just said it. So that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to trademark that.
Do it. That's how you're going to make your millions, right?
probably not.
Yeah, probably not. It's going to be acupuncture and changing people's lives that way.
Yeah.
Or maybe this podcast. Just blow this up. I don't know. Whatever.
Like and share.
Yeah. Please like and share for our millions. No, I'm kidding. So let's dive into the deeper reasons because I really want to make this actionable and like short and sweet so that people don't procrastinate by just listening to this episode. So deeper reasons, a simple question to ask yourself when you are procrastinating is because we are intelligent. We know things. Like I drink and I know things. I just thought of
I know shit.
Yeah. No, but really like we are intelligent. And so we often like, and this blew my mind when I first learned this, is that confusion is often an effect of our limiting beliefs. So in fact, like not knowing what to do is actually like our limiting belief or our paradigm stopping us. And so a simple question you can ask yourself because you are intelligent and just, you got to trust at first and just have faith. And this is another one where you just need to experiment to see the truth of this is experiment asking this question. If I didn't know it was, or like if I knew what to do, if I knew a step to take, then what would I do? Because sometimes in procrastination, at least in my case, is like, I don't know what to do. But like, and in fact, dude, it was actually this morning that I was experiencing that because I wanted to produce some videos for Instagram and I was thinking like, okay, well, what do I record? Like what topics do I talk about? Cause there's so much and I was kind of getting like overwhelmed. And so I was procrastinating. I just like answered some emails, did other things. So like it's a small example, but like it's powerful because that taken into like a macro perspective, as in like the overall vision of your wife, like it that adds up. So literally just asking, if I knew what I what you know something to take, like an action to take, what would I do? Mm-hmm. And then sit with it. That's what I've experienced, like, is the most powerful thing, is to not just like wait for an, like not expect an answer right away. Like give yourself a couple minutes and like really think into it. So that's like one thing. And that's, I will say that's very surface, like on, yeah. In terms of like the depth of like this topic we can go into of like the deeper mm-hmm. meanings. But I wanted to start out there because the way you do small things is how you will do big things.
Yeah.
So starting out the small things will then build to the bigger things to like overcome procrastination in like, say like leaving a job. Like we talk about that a lot because we mm-hmm. both left jobs that we didn't yeah. really love.
I think one of the biggest ways that procrastination manifests for me is especially starting a new field in going from business and accounting to acupuncture and just like the medical field in general. There's just so much knowledge and so many things to know that my procrastination will manifest in me not wanting to start or not knowing where to start because there's just so much to know and there's all these things that I want to know. And so instead of starting, I'll kind of like shut down and be like, yo, there's too many things and I want to know everything now. And so there's this air of impatience, or it also might manifest in, I'm never going to be able to know as much as X person, like someone I follow on Instagram or this person, or what if like, I'm never going to be able to know what advice to give at the right time. And what helps me in situations like that, because I feel like a lot of people might feel that way, is realizing that no matter, even if you're starting something brand new, you're never going in with no experience because you've been alive for X amount of years, unless you're like a baby listening to this.
3-year-old getting woke.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's like a baby listening to this, but all of your life is an experience and you've been through things and you've learned things and you've picked up on certain things along the way. And you just may never know how that will help you in the new endeavor that you're endeavoring on. Yeah. Right. So, I mean, everyone starts as a beginner as well. And so that's one thing that for me, that helps me work through that. And then just going back to the beginning of the episode, what we were saying is just starting, because there's so many times where I'll like procrastinate for even like, sometimes I'll procrastinate on something for like a few weeks. And then I'll start it and I'll be like, yo, I could have been so far if I started a few weeks ago. Like, don't let that be you in a few weeks. Like, you know what I mean? That's what I always tell myself. I'm like, yo, don't let that be you in like 3 months from 3 months time with this other thing that you're thinking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got one other tip, and then we'll have to end this so that, again, it just stays short so that people can really consume this easily, I coach my clients into this all the time. Pick one small thing to do right away. Like when you're procrastinating, think like, okay, like if I didn't, like, in, you know, if you're confused, then use the tip before. Like if I did know, like what would I do? And then when you get the idea, take the action, but focus on just like the smallest thing, the tiniest thing that would be an action step to do, like to move forward with that. Like, for example, like what I was saying before, I was procrastinating on like recording some videos. Once I had an idea, even just not a fully fleshed out idea, the smallest action step would be, okay, write the title. Mm-hmm. Like literally, that's how small it is, because it builds momentum. When you take that first step, it opens the door for more ideas to flow in. And like, this is how our spirit works in our body, our souls work in our body, is that there is an inflow of infinite amounts of energy that comes through us. There's only a certain amount of energy that we can allow through and into and through our minds and bodies, but it flows into our consciousness as ideas. And so when we have an idea, if we don't take action on it, even though it's very small, then the universe, God, infinite source, is not going to give you any more ideas beyond that, mm-hmm. because you're not acting on the one that you were given. And so the source, this energy, is going to be like, well, like you're not utilizing that one idea I gave you. So like, just shut down the flow. Like you're not using it. Mm-hmm. So just taking that one small step will open up the door to so many more ideas that you can't think of right now because you're stuck in that procrastination. And this is another episode, I think, of like the physiological response, like what is happening when you're in procrastination. Some of it might be the fight or flight, like the sympathetic nervous system, that just shuts down your creative thinking. So whole other topic, whole other day. Main thing, just take that one small step and break it down that small. Because otherwise, like if you think of it as this big thing, like then you're going to get overwhelmed again.
Yeah. No, I love that. And so my last tip would just be, because it kind of goes along with your tip. Mm-hmm. It's like break down your day and then your hour into like minutes. So be like, okay, I've been procrastinating, let's say for the last 2 hours, but for the next 3 minutes, I'm going to make this the best 3 minutes ever. Mm. And then usually when that happens, it'll snowball you. And like you said before, it'll give you that momentum. Or it's like, yo, I'm going to go brush my teeth right now. You know, and
seriously,
then I'm going to get out of bed and brush my teeth. And then after you brush your teeth, you're like, oh, I'll make my bed. And then after you make your bed, like you want to read, and then, you know, you're off to the races. So sometimes it's just about getting that kickstart. And that's something that everyone can do. You can commit to a minute or 2 minutes of just being awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, dude, you've helped me out with that so many times. Like over this last year, I would just call you and be like, I feel stuck. I don't know what to do. I haven't been doing shit and I need help. And then you would just tell me like, yeah, sometimes you just need to move. Like just get out of your mind and get into your body, just doing something. Mm-hmm. And I would do that. I would go for a walk or like do something and it would just snap me out of it. And then I'd look back and it's like, what the hell? What was I waiting for? Like,
yeah. we should make another episode on that. Like just like the mind body connection. Cause procrastination is a perfect example of where the mind is conquering the body.
Mm.
But then there's other situations, you know, when you're addicted to certain emotions and certain feelings and certain people and places where your body influences your mind and how you think mind stuck. So there's that interesting
dude. Yeah.
At play.
We should totally do that.
Yeah.
We're going to do it.
Yeah.
All right, people, stop procrastinating. Go take action. We love you. Talk to you soon.
Peace. That's it for today. So thanks for tuning in. And we really hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as we enjoyed recording it. So any questions, any comments, just connect with us on Instagram. You could always DM us at Kevin Francis Carton
and at Chris J. Carton. And also, if you feel guided to, the one thing we do ask is for you to please rate the podcast and leave us a review. This way we can reach more people and impact more lives with this amazing information. With that, we'll see you on the next episode.